11 minutes past 5 here at 882 6PR. Time for us to have our weekly chat with our business futurist, Morris Mizalowski. G'day, Morris.
G'day, Jason.
Now, Morris, are you a fan of Twitter?
I don't mind it in small doses.
It's small doses. How would you, if you had to define Twitter for somebody that hasn't used it before, how would you do that?
I normally call it SMS on steroids.
Yes.
So Twitter's been around for about 6 years or so, and when it came about, it was a really very novel way of communicating. It was the first online experience we had where, as soon as we hit the enter key, those people that had chosen to hear whatever it is we said heard it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And we take it for granted now, 6 years later, that's pretty much normal. But when it came out, it was revolutionary.
It was sort of instant messaging, but to a group.
Absolutely, and to a group of followers that, obviously by the word followers, chose to hear whatever comment it was that you wanted to make. Facebook at that time was still in delay. It
yep.
could have taken up to a minute or 2 minutes for whatever you posted to come up, and you and I might say it's not a big deal, but it was in delay, and nothing else was around that did this.
Is there, I mean, I look at Twitter, and a lot of people, when I talk to Twitter, they go, oh, look, I can't be bothered with it. I don't have the time for it. And all it is people telling me what they had for lunch.
Yeah, or where they had coffee.
Yeah. I mean, is that a fair assessment?
No. No. I mean, it certainly is of some people. And definitely, there is a vast amount of information on Twitter that most of us can just yawn and walk past. But Twitter is actually quite a useful tool. And to me, it comes in that context of understanding what they're all trying to do, all being Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or whatever else we're talking about. And they are communication tools. Twitter really is the newest form of our mobile phone or telexing or faxing or whatever else we might have had in the past.
That is an interesting way of looking at it, Morris, because, you know, for people who say, oh, well, Twitter's just about people saying what they had for lunch, you could say the same thing about the telephone.
Absolutely. And when each one of those came out, if you have a look at the history around them, whether it's the radio, it's not the radio, but television, whether it's whatever else, telephones, they were all seen as being useless tools. I mean, why? Who needs them? And that's true in the beginning because these things are new. We haven't used them before. And we've got to figure out whether they have purpose in our life.
Well, I think they've certainly, I mean, I've seen in the media industry, certainly, Twitter has just exploded.
Hasn't it? It's really interesting because up to about a year and a half ago when I was talking to media about where social media, which is where this fits in, was going to be a part of their life or not, many media outlets didn't really see a purpose for it. But now it's become a first-hand reporter.
Oh, look, absolutely. Even here at 6PR, I can recall as recently as maybe 18 months ago, Twitter, like other social media services, was actually blocked
yeah.
in the studio and in the production area.
Yeah.
And now it's actually become one of the primary news gathering tools.
It is, and much of, unfortunately, the calamities, it tend to be the highlights, but the calamities we've heard about in the last year or so, the famines, the wars, all those things, have come about through Twitter. It's been somebody who's been at that point, who has actually seen it coming in, and then reported it to the rest of the world, and that's how we've understood what's happening. Bin Laden, the first comment about Bin Laden came out on Twitter. Somebody across from the compound said that the Americans are nearby, and it doesn't seem ordinary. And from there, the story grew.
So how do we, I guess, use Twitter in a way that isn't a waste of time?
I think we need to understand what its purpose is in our life, if it has one. And if it doesn't, it's like every other tool, just put it to the side and let others play with it. But from a business perspective, I think it does have merit. It allows us to talk to an audience of people that have chosen to hear our message, which is not dissimilar from not so long ago when we used to put together mailing lists, and those mailing lists we then used to send out articles or magazines to, and we hope that some of them were interested enough to buy our product. Twitter really is just the newest version of doing that. It's a really good way to connect between people that have similar thoughts or similar interests. But what it does that we haven't been able to do before is that it connects up a whole community. Because beforehand, if I sent out some communication to you because you're a potential customer or part of my club or my interest group, it was just me sending you material and it was fairly one-way communication. But now you can respond immediately. Others around us who know us and who are listening can respond. And we can have a fairly rich and deep conversation.
In some ways, it's a little bit like talkback radio, a little bit like CB radio. It's a free tool that's available to everyone, and anyone can follow anyone.
And that's exactly it. And this is the fundamental shift we've seen over literally only the last 5 years or so, that we can become mini radio stations, we can become mini broadcasters in our own sense.
Mm.
and choose the audience that we want to speak to, and hopefully have that audience choose us back because they have to be able to listen, and then broadcast whatever we want out on it.
But I guess, like any medium, Morris, you're going to have idiots and spammers and you know, trolls and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, you absolutely are. Absolutely. And it's a matter of being very comfortable with what the medium does, what Twitter is. And the other thing I find really good about any of these social media platforms, Twitter included, is when the community is robust, when there are enough people in them, they actually expunge, they get rid of the spammers and the other people. They push them to the side because they don't want to listen to them either.
No.
So you find that with a site that's really well populated, where there are lots of people there and the conversations are meaningful, that they'll just say, look, we've heard enough, just please disappear.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, so Twitter, I mean, we've looked at other social media networks over time, for example, MySpace, and that's really kind of died a death.
Especially in Australia.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then we've had other ones like Bebo and QQ and all these sorts of things, but is Twitter another social media network that is on its way out, or is it still on its way in?
I think Twitter is still on its way in. I'm not convinced it'll be here forever, but I say the same thing about Facebook and others. But I think what Twitter's brought to us will remain forever, and I call it Twitter-esque. That notion of instant communication was certainly brought to us by Twitter. It'll be around, I'd say, for the next 5 or 10 years as it evolves. It has some space. It says it wants to get into the advertising space. It wants to become much more than it is at the moment, which is what everybody's chasing. So we'll see how it evolves. But it's getting some really interesting side uses, things that we might not think of as being part of that Twitter sphere. You know, Penguin Books, started up a book club online this month. And what they're able to do, you know, we still can, and I belong to one. We belong to a book club and we choose to read a book and then we get together over the month and we discuss what's inside that book. And what we thought, you can do this online now through Penguin. So Penguin puts up a book for the month. This month, February, the book is called The Weird Sisters. And you can spend the month tweeting backwards and forwards from people that have read it. They ask the group not to spoil it, in other words, not to talk about the ending of the book.
When you said book club, I was imagining a book club the likes of, you know, you buy books. But no, you're talking about a book club in the traditional sense.
In the traditional sense.
You get together and have a whiskey and talk about the book.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've all read the book and then you get together and discuss the characters and what might have come of it and whether you liked it or not, whether the author was good or not, how you would have changed it. All that normal conversation that we might have had around a particular novel or book that we've written, it's happening online now.
So on Twitter, and the beauty of that is that the only thing that we have to have in common is a time, because the place where we do it could be anywhere from your computer to your smartphone, and you could be next to the pool.
And it need not even be time, because what this is a community that's always on. So there's always somebody tweeting about it, and you can always go back and look at the tweets that happened a while ago, an hour or a day ago, and still pick up on those. So it's not even relevant to have a time necessarily, just to have an interest of this. And what Penguin will do at the end of the month is they're going to bring the author in, and the author, in this case, it's Eleanor Brown. She'll spend a day tweeting backwards and forwards, talking to the fans, talking to people that read it, talking about the characters and all those other elements of the book.
How do we convince people that Twitter isn't a waste of time?
I think it comes back to relevance. It just comes back to pure relevance. And for some people, you'd have to acknowledge it is a waste of time, and for others, it has purpose. There's a company called Best Buys in the States, which is kind of equivalent to Dick Smith. They're an electronic retailer. Been around for a very, very long time, have stores all over America and also into Europe as well. What they did about 2 years ago was to tell their staff that first point of call is always in store. Whatever you're doing in store, customers, merchandising, everything's really important. If you have some time available in your day, we want you to get onto Twitter. Have a look around for people that are interested in electronics, want information, want to know how to buy something, what something is, how to do, whatever it is. If it's something that they would come into store and ask you, then jump online and answer the question for them. Don't sell them. Don't tell them, don't send them into Best Buy necessarily, but give them the honest response to what they want to know.
It's a brilliant formula, and I can tell you as well, outside of 6PR, I run an IT company, and I've actually recruited people through Twitter.
Absolutely. And it just is a wonderful communication tool. So finishing up on Best Buy, what they were able to do within the first year was to increase their bottom line by 6%.
Okay.
And that's simply by getting their staff who are trained, who know what they're doing, who are concentrating on in-store when they have extra time, looking around to see what else they can do online. So there's an interesting one. There's also one that's an interesting way to learn about the Second World War. There's a guy in Europe who started, in London specifically, he started last year on August 31st, and he started tweeting a daily tweet from as if World War II was happening.
I've seen this.
So, I mean, it's obviously not real time, but if I can use the word virtual real time. So every day it's as if that day is happening at the moment. And what you're doing is learning through real history. These are not his opinions and thoughts. He's gone through history, put together a sequencing of what's happened day by day. And it is a fascinating way to engage with something that, for many of us, is not something, thankfully, we're physically there for.
Brilliant. Maurice, we're going to have to leave it there because we've run out of time, but can we join you again next week?
We'd love to do that.
Fantastic. Maurice, thank you so much for letting us know all about Twitter this afternoon.
My pleasure. Have a great week, everyone.
Good on you. Maurice Mizalowski there, a business futurist, and if you're interested in what Maurice has to say, or perhaps your business would like to find out a little bit more about the future in technology, check out Maurice's website, businessfuturist.com.